First Thessalonians. For most Christians, Thessalonians is rather obscure in their knowledge. It's one of the letters that the Apostle Paul wrote, and it is one of the first letters that he wrote to the churches. To help us understand the Thessalonians a little bit better, it's good to have the context. Read Acts chapter 16, where Paul and Silas are in prison in Philippi, which is just down the street from Thessalonica. And there they were put in prison, they were beaten, and they sang hymns at midnight, and an earthquake came, and the jail was opened, and the Philippian jailer came in and was going to kill himself. Paul said, "Don't kill yourself, we're all right." Jailer says, "What must I do to be saved?" He got saved, he got baptized, and Paul and Silas finally went before the court and were dismissed and told to leave the country. So they left, and they went to Thessalonica. Now we come to Acts chapter 17, and the first 9 verses tell us what took place in Thessalonica. Paul entered in, and as he was accustomed to do, found a synagogue, and on the Sabbath day, he reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and proving that Christ had to suffer and rise from the dead. Many Jews were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, and a large number of God-fearing Greeks also became believers, as well as a number of prominent women. Well, that didn't satisfy the Jews, so they got mad and they formed a mob and started a riot. And they pushed Jason's house in search of Paul and Silas, didn't find them there, so they arrested Jason and brought him out to beat him and accused these people of doing treason, that they were defying Caesar's decree, saying that there was another king, one called Jesus, which was really true. And when the crowd heard this, the city officials thrown into a turmoil, and they made Jason and the others post bond and let them go. And so Paul and Silas left quickly to leave Thessalonica after just 3 Sabbaths, or about 3 weeks. It is sometime later that Paul hears of Thessalonica and the growing church there and decides to send this letter of 1 Thessalonians. 6 months later, he sends a second letter to affirm some of the things that he said and those that were distorting some of his doctrines he was correcting. You'll find that 1 Thessalonians has a lot to say about the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's one of our primary sources for the coming of the Lord. There are a number of verses that are good to memorize, at least to be familiar with, as you read 1 Thessalonians. Look especially for Paul's emphasis on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the internal evidence of this letter, it seems that Paul spent more than just 3 Sabbath days with the Thessalonians. Indeed, he spent 3 weeks with them, and perhaps more time because of the content that he expressed he taught to them. Would certainly take more than 3 weeks.